happening, everybody, and welcome to Conversations, a show where we record conversations we were going to have anyway and upload it to the internet. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie, along with my bro, with the most below, Sheps. How's it going, bro?
It's going good.
It's going fantastically, because today we're going to be talking about your favourite game, Fallout 76. That's right.
That's right, my favourite game, the best Fallout ever made, best game ever made. Don't at me on the Discord. Link in the description to the Discord.
Which you should join.
You should join it if you're new around here. Make the subscription button turn grey, and then the like button go blue.
Vot boy, that's it. Just yeah. Right,
everybody liked that.
Exactly. Today we're going to be talking about Fallout 76 and the monumental crap they've got themselves into. Well, this is exactly why. Why would anybody want to talk about Fallout? Today, they've done something pretty stupid. They've announced for their game that is loved by millions across the world.
Yeah.
They've announced a subscription model called Fallout First. That face right there perfectly encapsulates what the gaming community feel right now.
You said game subscription, not Bethesda.
No. You're not a subscription to like a bit like how EA Access goes along, where you get access to all of their EA games. This is just for Fallout 76, so you can get things within that game.
Why?
Because they clearly thought, after having all of that private information leak from customers after the tickets,
if you got that,
in the support server that they had,
after
conning people into buying a nylon bag in their collector's edition when they claimed it was a canvas bag.
And then saying, hey, you bought it, idiots.
Right?
Like, yeah.
And then after announcing a Battle Royale and NPC story expansion at E3 and then delaying it 2 days ago, after all of that, they decided our game is in a good state. Our game is in a good state that we can charge people $13 a month. $13? $100 if you want to save a little bit of money there. You can save a little bit of money by doing that.
I mean, I got a way to save even more money than that.
Go ahead, tell us.
You don't buy the game.
Don't buy the game. There you go, simple as.
And you save $100 a year and the $40 up front, $60 up front for the game. There you go, saved. And time as well. Time. Priceless time that you could be spending on things like... you don't have that because you like Fallout 76.
Conversation saving you money right there.
What do you at least get for that money?
Let me tell you, good sir. So, for that $13 a month, you, the Fallout First subscriber, can get private servers for you and up to 7 friends.
You don't have those.
Don't have those because you're playing Fallout 76.
You get a private server, yeah, okay.
Unlimited storage space, a second fast travel point...
Right.
I don't know why that costs money.
Okay.
Yeah. 1,650 atoms per month, which is roughly around about 2 boards of wood and a door.
Okay, good.
Something
time.
Like that. Yeah. A ranger armor outfit and icons and emotes.
That's what I've been desperate for in this game.
I can tell that is true based on this one statement. Ever since Fallout 76 launched, we have consistently worked to improve and evolve the experience based on your feedback. That's why we're excited to launch Fallout First, a premium membership that offers something players have been asking for since before launch. Show me one comment, Bethesda, one tweet, one comment on any video on any forum that said, Bethesda,
I want to pay you more money for this trash.
I want to pay a membership subscription to this dumpster fire of a game. Show me that one comment.
I want to know what they're smoking up in the Bethesda office, and have they got any left?
Please.
Because it is the good shit.
It's clearly good. It clearly gets you out of this world into a new dimension.
I mean, just how tone deaf do you have to be to have made Fallout 76, delay free content that was made to make up for it?
Yes.
Delay a battle royale which was supposed to get the game out of the swamp that it is stuck in.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, oh, we'll just charge money for this.
We've done nothing, but we feel good enough that we can charge you this money.
What?
Interesting little fact as well. Regarding the unlimited storage space.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know about this bit, but back when the game came out, people who were actually playing the game,
people complained
who
there wasn't
it,
enough storage.
Exactly. They were saying, the stash space is a little bit low. Could you in any way increase it?
Yeah.
The Bethesda devs came out, they said, they were like, guys, we can't increase any of the space because the servers will become unstable. However,
Yeah.
If you pay $13 a month, you can have unlimited, not more, unlimited storage space. It's just like getting on an aeroplane where you say, oh, I've brought my luggage. Oh, it's 21 kg. That 1 kg means the plane can't take off. Oh, but if you pay $100 right now, that's totally fine. Put it on the plane. We don't care. Bullshit.
Yeah. My God, what is going on at Bethesda? I definitely feel like Bethesda is an example of a pillar of the games development community that is proof that one of these untouchable, unsinkable ships can be Titanic.
Yes.
And by itself, this is the Titanic, and they were like, oh, hey, there's no iceberg. Someone go and cut up the hull.
Right?
Know? Like, someone go and let loads of water in.
They just did it to themselves.
Yeah.
And the hell is this?
I think the only decent game they've released in the last few years was Doom 2016.
Yeah.
And they just delayed Doom Eternal.
Exactly, yep.
So
what is it they're doing over there? Something's wrong.
They need to hire us, and we're open to competitive, realistic offers, Bethesda. We're not going to... You know, we're not going to work for pennies here. You need to really pay us to be associated with your name.
Right, to have that brand, that stain on our names right there.
Exactly, but we can write this ship. I feel like we could do this.
They're smoking some serious shit. They'll probably ask us to pay them to consult them.
Come and fix the stuff for us, by the way. You need to pay
us. You owe us $4,000. Yeah. Here's a couple more interesting things. For that $13,
you
probably wonder, okay, what could I get for that money that will probably be better for me, probably get me a lot more value for that money, right?
Yeah, $1 hookers.
I don't know the quality of
12 $1 hookers and a dollar left over for antibiotics.
There you go. You're probably going to need that. So I did a little bit of research, and PlayStation Now is $9.99. So you could get that right now, $10 basically.
Yeah.
And Xbox Game Pass is $14.99.
Yeah.
You can get both of those services. Granted, Xbox Game Pass is a little bit more expensive, but a lot more games on there. And in those subscription services, both of them, you can get Fallout 3.
That's a way better game.
Fallout New Vegas.
Even better than Fallout
3. Made by the same people that do Outer Worlds, which is a brand new game, which also is available on Xbox Game Pass right now, and is getting 10 out of 10s and stuff like that.
Yeah, people seem to love that.
And Fallout 4.
And more games.
What? And tons more games. Why? Why, Bethesda, do you think that people are going to spend $13 on that one single broken game with no content instead of going to this?
The other thing is, so like, why would you spend your time on this game?
Right? Yeah.
On Fallout 76. So gaming is all about entertainment, right?
Yes.
Other entertainment services, Netflix, Amazon Prime, if you ever are the guy that gets Hulu, Disney Plus, right? These are all coming out and they're under that. In terms of places to invest your time for entertainment, you're better off binging Smallville.
Yeah. Right? I mean, that's definitely worth it.
You're better off binging Smallville than paying $13.99. The other thing is, let's say you get Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Smallville's on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Right? Amazon TV. It's $89.99 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Something like that. And anything you buy on Amazon, which is people buy on Amazon,
people do.
You get next day delivery.
Exactly. And weekend delivery. Sunday delivery as well.
Yeah, you get something delivered on a Sunday and it's paid for itself once or twice.
That's the thing, because other services...
I would rather get Amazon Prime than play this game.
Yeah.
Way better.
And other services, like, I'm sure when Disney were coming out with Disney Plus, they were like, guys, let's look at the market. Let's see what other people are doing. We'll base our value on that. We'll base our price on that. Well, these guys are producing really good.
Our main competitors are going to be like Netflix, Amazon, Hulu.
Bethesda did none of that. They clearly did none of that. They're in a vacuum and they're sort of like, the windows are closed, the shutters are down. They're like, guys, we're working on the next Bethesda thing. And that's all it is. And the funny thing is that I got that feeling when Fallout 4 came out, because the graphics were a little bit meh.
Yeah,
the game didn't really progress from 3. It was a little bit better.
I know what you mean.
And it was like, okay, there are other games doing amazing things over here and they didn't. Anyway, another little interesting thing that happened, a little fuck up on Bethesda's part.
God, how's there more?
Is
there more?
Trust me, it gets even better. So after this came out, after all the news came out, there was a lot of graphics and a lot of like words and the text and stuff like that saying like, Fallout first, the most amazing thing. So all these players can be the first to experience this and first that.
Yeah.
One angry fan... because Bethesda forgot to do it, bought the domain Fallout First.
Shut up.
100% serious, I'm not shitting you right now. Bought the domain Fallout First and essentially got the artwork and everything like that and edited it to add fuck Fallout First. It's like Fallout fucks you first and stuff like that, and just made a whole page dedicated to it. He paid his good earned money to that rather than pay
to
them. It
costs about $100 to have a website for a year, right? Yeah. Posting that stuff. That's a better use of the $100.
Yep, I would agree.
That's a better use. It's and it's fantastic. More entertaining.
Exactly. A guy's going to go down in history as a great...
That's brilliant.
That was the stupidity
How
of...
can you be that unprofessional where you know the name of your thing, you buy it before you make... Before that meeting closes, someone says, John, buy that domain for us, please, yeah. before we leave the room.
And the thing is that also, it's sometimes they don't use the domains, right?
So, but own it.
Yeah, you buy it. That's what companies do. They buy things related to their name so other people can't slander them and stuff like that.
If realistically, to come up with like a brand name for the thing you're doing, right? So Fallout First, there should have been at least 20 other competitors, mm-hmm. right? And then a top five.
Yeah.
You buy the top five. Mm-hmm. And then you decide which one to run with.
Yep,
especially
yep.
if you're Bethesda. Like, who cares about $500 or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You buy all five of the top. These are what we're going to run with one of these.
Mm-hmm.
And then you decide and you move that one forward.
Exactly.
That is insane. And these are the guys that are supposed to be making our game. These are the guys that are making Doom Eternal.
Mate, these guys, I don't know. How could they even be the same people as well? Doom Eternal seems to be at a whole different level. And also,
we played it. It was good.
Yeah, exactly. We played it at EGX. It was fantastic. Wait for our review coming out of that as well. And you buy these other domains as well to stop other people from getting scammed or stealing money that would have gone to you as well.
It's not just about you owning the product. It's about maintaining your ecosphere, right? Like anything Fallout whatever, like you do Fallout First all in letters, Fallout 1 ST,
mm-hmm.
Fallout 1, Fallout 1. You'd buy like five or six so that... They all direct. Someone gets it wrong, it directs straight
to the
right.
You, yeah.
Funnels people to where they're supposed to be.
Exactly.
Goddamn Bethesda. Anyway, our price is $10,000 a week.
Exactly. If you want
to
do that.
If you want us to fix you, which we could probably, maybe.
No, we could do it. We could do it. We just need to not be idiots like them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's the... There'll be a dramatic difference as well. People will be able to see it. They'll be like, okay, suddenly Bethesda aren't morons?
Yeah.
Somebody else must be at the helm, and then we just come out on Twitter. It's like, it's us, guys.
Yeah, it's us. Hi.
Hi. No, us. Anyway, this is probably going to get worse.
I really, honestly...
I believe it will.
Like, I just threw a number out there, and I'm thinking about that number, and I'm like, would I attach our brand to Bethesda for that money? And I...
10,000 is a bit low, I feel like.
I really don't know if I would. I really don't know if I would, because we put in a lot of time and effort to, like... to build up our community and all that stuff, right? And when we speak, people know what they're getting, right? We don't claim to be experts, all that stuff. It's just our opinions, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I would attach our brand to Bethesda.
I would only do it with the one clause that they cannot say anything about us at all. So they can't tell us what to do. Yeah. They can't say anything bad about us. It's just, we are going to get you out of this hellhole. And the journey there is going to look
silence.
With... Exactly.
It's
you guys
silence.
Just...
Yeah,
so we just come out and we're like, guys, this is our second day here. This place is a fucking shit show.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then we'd keep our image.
Oh, yeah. I really don't know if I would. I really
it's crazy.
Don't know.
Let us know in the comments section. What would you need to do if you were Bethesda? What steps would you need to take? Give me three
obviously
steps.
One, hire us, right? And boys, don't forget, you can tweet them.
So fuck it.
Everybody just like that. you can tweet them and let them know that we're willing to help. But I really... Do you know what? I retract that price. You come back to us with a number and we'll see if we
Drop a number on the table and we'll see what happens.
Because I really am not sure if I would. And again, even if they like, they're not allowed to talk about us, but people would still know where. Like, let's say we went in and we said, here are the systems that you would need to put in place to right the ship.
Yeah.
And then they didn't do it.
Mm.
People would still know that we were involved. I'm not sure I would. I'm really not sure I would.
Well, that's the thing. I would be.
We'd have to have clauses where it's like,
yeah,
you're in absolute silence. Mm-hmm. We manage your community. Mm-hmm. We're dictators in chief, right?
Yes.
If we say this gets done differently, it has to get done differently. I wouldn't touch this. I wouldn't touch it.
I think I would just for the laugh. Just
it
for the laugh.
It might be funny.
But I see your point clearly.
It might be funny. It could be a bit on the show of like, oh, even we couldn't fix this. But I don't think I would, man. Honestly, I was a bit. It was just a joke. And I'm like... I'm starting to think about it. I'm like, you know what? I don't think I would. I don't think I would.
Bethesda, I am 100% serious and I would. Not as part of conversations if Sheps doesn't want to be involved in this.
Good.
But I would definitely do it. and I would keep detailed plans of everything that I'm saying to them, post them publicly online as well. And if ever they went off course, I'd be like, hey, they didn't fucking follow what I said. Yeah. This is their bullshit. And I'd straight away throw them under the bus.
Fair enough.
Anyway, let us know in the comment section how you feel about this subscription service. Tell us how many subscriptions you're going to buy to Fallout first, along with Sheps over
all
here.
All of the subscriptions favourite game.
They actually photoshopped a picture of Vault Boy from one and put like 12 fingers on, something like that. No, I'm going to put that up for you right there. It's like, this is how many I'm buying, 12 fingers. Anyway, I hope you guys all enjoyed this video. Tell us all in the comment section how much you hate Bethesda right now. And we'll see you in the next
one.
We'll
see you in the next one.
See you, bro.